greasy.
It's greasy.
Neha. Neha.
And you remember we talked last week about this word for bug eye when somebody's eyes stick out
Ogmaloli, Ogmaloli.
And one more time when you aren't laughing.
Ogmaloli. I can just see some.
I know. I know this word makes everybody laugh. There's another form of that word, Ogmaloli.
Ogmaloli.
One more time.
Ogmaloli. Ogmilonli.
Right.
I don't understand the use of the other two, but Ogmilonli, I don't.
You're not sure what that was. Well, you said it twice, and that's good enough for me. How do you say he closes it, like the door?
Closes it. Ogshita.
Okay, again.
Ogshita.
And what's the word for somebody laughing?
Olali. Oh, lully.
And how would you say you are laughing?
Ishu lully.
One more time.
Ishu lully.
And I know we talked last week about crushing a bug or something with your foot. The word she uses is pichifi.
Well, I don't know that word.
Yeah, I thought that was
going to
be one.
Pichifi. I think I have heard it, but.
Would you be willing to say it for us again?
Pichifi.
One more time.
Pichifi.
Perfect. Frankie, you are a more willing person than some people. Some people refuse to say a word. They're not absolutely. What's the word for sweeping?
Peely.
One more time.
Peely.
And how would you say I'm sweeping?
Peelily.
One more time.
Peelily.
And how about I'm sweeping for her?
Impeely.
One more time.
Impeely.
I'm sweeping for her. Impeely.
Impeely.
Okay, good. And how do you tell somebody to look?
Look. Pisa.
And how would you say about somebody he's looking at himself?
Look at himself. Ilipisa.
Would you say that again?
Ilipisa.
And how would you say he's looking at you?
Chipisa.
One more time.
Chipisa.
And how about I'm looking at you?
Chipisli.
Okay, one more time.
Chipisli.
And what's the word for sliding?
Sliding?
Yeah.
Shaladli. Shalodli.
How would you tell somebody you're sliding? Ishalodli.
Ishalodli, huh? There would be two words right there, though. Shalodli would be sort of a. He slid.
Okay.
And then the other word is. Shalodli would be his sliding.
Would you say that one?
Shalali.
Well, none of these is the word that Catherine uses, but they're all interesting words. Would you say, you slide?
You slide.
Ishalali.
Shikilili. Shikilili.
And what's the word for she's combing it, like combing her hair?
Shitli.
Okay. One more time.
Shitli.
And when you've got a tank with water in it and the water is drying up,
Shippah. Going dry. Shippah. Shippah. Shiny? Shugmalali?
Yeah. Could you say that again?
Shugmalali.
Okay. And Frankie, I just remembered, I think last week we talked about a word that I've taken off this list, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you use a word for pressing down on something,
abitipichi?
Mm-hmm.
Abitipichi.
Good.
One more time. I can't say it now. Abitipichi.
If a dog is whining, trying to get in or out, there's a word, sinxia.
Sinxia.
One more time.
Sinxia.
Okay. And how would you say, I'm all worn out?
I'm all worn out.
Sataha.
Sataha. Sataha.
And the word for worn out there is taha? Can you say that?
Taha.
And one more time?
Taha.
And if Matt had a drink in his hand and he put it on your table, the word for setting it down like that is talali?
Talali.
Can you say that again?
Talali.
And if you say to him, you set it down, that'd be ish talali?
Ish talali. Ishtalali.
And if the drink is sitting there on the table, if somebody has set it down there on it, you can say untalali.
Untalali.
One more time.
Untalali.
Okay. And if he goes off and he leaves that thing sitting there, you could say talali.
Talali. Talali. Ishtalali.
One more time.
Ishtalali.
And the word for pulling something out by the roots, like a hair or a tooth?
Teethy.
Would you say that again?
Teethy.
Okay. And how do you say the door opens? It opens.
The door opens? Tiwa.
One more time.
Tiwa.
He opens it.
He opens it. Tiwi. Tiwi.
Okay, one more time.
Tiwi.
Perfect. And I'm working.
I'm working. Toksalili.
One more time.
Toksalili. Fit waya.
Could you just say that word waya?
Waya. It's waya.
Waya.
Mm-hmm.
Say it one more time.
Waya.
Okay. And then we talked last week about a word for something being shaped like a lampshade. So it goes in like this, and then it's cut off at the top. The word she uses for that is wihila.
Wihila. That's a word I don't know either.
Okay.
So you have to take Catherine's word
I'll
for it.
Have to take another word she uses, which I'll ask you, and I haven't asked you about this one before. She uses, instead of saying pila, sometimes she'll say pihila. Do you know that word?
Pila?
You ever heard anybody say
pihila?
Catherine does a lot of things
like that. I don't know. She knows a lot of it more than I do.
She knows a lot, and she's got a lot of words that she says that nobody else says.
I know.
I think last week we talked about the word for shaking a rug. Willow
Willowly.
Could you say that again, please?
Willowly.
How would you say you're shaking it?
Ish willowly.
One more time.
Ish willowly.
One more time.
Ish willowly.
Okay. How would you say he didn't shake it?
He didn't shake it. Ick willowlo.
And talk about a dog shaking himself. I think the word is Ili Willoli.
Ili Willoli.
One more time.
Ili Willoli.
Okay. Then if there's an old shed or something out there and somebody knocks it down, the word for that I think is Yithibli.
Yithibli.
One more time.
Yithibli. He believes it. Yimmy.
One more time.
Yimmy.
And you believe it.
Sayimmy.
But if you're talking to the person, you want to say to them, you believe it.
Chiyimmy.
One more time.
Chiyimmy.